want you to go to the very last page that has, it has a picture of some circles. Okay, this picture right here. Okay, there's three circles, and then we have a line, a horizontal line, and a vertical line. And what I want you to look at is the circles in the middle represent you. Okay, they represent your personal life. And I want to show you three areas in your personal life that we need to bring under alignment to Christ. Okay, right in the very center, I want you to write the word spirit. Okay, we are a spirit. We are different than animals. We have a spirit that can live in fellowship with God. And so at the very core of who we are, we as Christian women, that we are to be in relationship and fellowship with God. So things having to do with, you know, our time alone with the Lord, our time in the Word of God, our time worshiping, our time just like talking to God throughout the day, that is establishing that core in our spirit of who we are. Okay, right outside of that, the next circle is our soul. And our soul is our mind and our will and our emotions. Okay, it's our intellect. It has to do with our thoughts. It has to do with what we want to do. It has to do with our feelings. Okay, that's all in our soul. Our mind, our will, our emotion, our thoughts, our feelings. And our soul, it's not the same as our spirit. Our soul, the Bible says that the Word of God is like a sword. It divides between the soul and the spirit. That God wants for our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions to line up to our spirit, which is lined up to God. Okay? And it is very, very important that we get these things in order in our life from the center out. You know, we start by getting our spirit in alignment with God. And then that we get our mind in alignment with God. We guard our thoughts. We guard our words. We guard what's coming in. You know, because that all is going into our soul, into our mind and will and emotions. And then the outside circle is our body, our physical body. And if you think, you know, a lot of times when people think of goals and goal achieving, New Year's resolutions, a lot of times when people think of New Year's resolutions, they think, okay, I want to lose this much weight. Okay, or I want to get in shape. Well, our physical body, okay, it includes all sorts of things having to do with nutrition, having to do with our fitness, having to do with fresh air and exercise, having to do with sleep, having to do with beauty, having to do with what we choose to put on, how we fix our hair, putting on our makeup. That all has to do with the outward, you know, what people see when they see you, and also just our physical, the actual physical body of who we are. And something that is very important just to realize is that when we get our physical body in order, that it's lined up to our soul and lined up to our spirit, that it affects every area of our life. And, you know, there's different seasons. Like, I like tore a calf muscle. And so I've been hobbling around. I was on crutches, and I had a brace on my leg. And, you know, I had been running a couple miles a day, and I'd been, you know, getting really in shape, and that was really good. I ran a 5K recently. But lately, that is not a goal of mine. It's been just, I just need to be careful. And I need to make sure I don't pull it anymore, and I need to lay on the couch and let it heal. That there's seasons. And so, like, I'm in a season where physically I'm healing, so that I can, you know, do what God has called me to do. So, now, then what I want us to do is each of the, do you see how this lines here? It looks like a cross. And how at the very center of who we are should be the cross of Jesus Christ. And realizing that Jesus sacrificed everything for us, for our salvation. And so because of that, God wants us to live a sacrificial life where we are living our life for His purposes and not our own. And so, you know, it's like we love God and we love others. Now, we're going to look at four major areas of our life. Okay, we're going to call this area right up here. I'm going to go ahead and write this on this board here.
is we have, okay, this is our life, spirit, soul, and body, and they're all in alignment to the Lord. And now we're going to look at four areas of our life. So our first area we're going to look at is the importance of family priorities. And this has to do with our, like, our marriage, relationships in our family, for those who are single, and even just, you know, living in purity to prepare for your future marriage, if that would be what the Lord would have, but, you know, your relationship with your parents, but just our family priorities is a major area of our life. Okay, another major area of our life has to do with our home and our time and our money and just the whole idea of stewardship, that we are stewards. It has to do, this work would go in this area, is just the whole idea of being in balance and being disciplined in our home, in our money, and in all the different areas having to do with that. Okay, then over here, these are like relationships. So this can be like friends and fellowship and fun. Of course, it would be fun up in these other areas too, but is the whole idea of friends and people who are in our life. And then this here is missions and ministry and outreach. You know, a huge part of our life is relationships that we have with people who are close to us. Our friends, our church family, the people in our life. And then there's things that we do in our life. There's the stuff we do at home, and there's the things that we do towards, you know, outreach towards other people. And what I just want to show is that these areas in our personal life, they affect every other area. That, you know, when our spirit and our soul and our body are all lined up according to the Lord, it helps for these other areas to be healthy and in balance. And what I want for everybody to do is I want you just to think, you know, sometimes everything is out of whack. And there's times that the Lord will say, I want you for just one season, I want you to focus on this one thing so that you can fulfill more of what my mission is for your life. And it might be, what I want you to think of is to think of one goal where you could work on over the next 30 days that would be something that would bring positive momentum towards your life purpose. Or maybe it would be one area that you think is not, you know, maybe it's just like, my biggest problem right now is I am just not at peace. I just do not have joy right now. So maybe it's like instilling joy into your heart. And so it's like, well, maybe take a month and work on joy. Think about joy. Talk about joy. Sing joy to the world. You know, or just think of bringing joy into other people's life. Maybe getting your home in order is like, it's one area that's like causing a lot of stress. And so it's like, it's the one thing that is just the most stressful in your life right now. And so it's like, well, you know, you can take a month and maybe start off by taking a half an hour and take a little notebook and go around your house with a little notebook and go into each room and just say, okay, if I could spend a half an hour in this room, what should I do? And then, you know, where you could kind of just write down a little list. And then over the next month, take a half an hour a day, or even 15 minutes a day, and just work on that, on bringing order and peace into your home. Maybe it's on the importance of having, you know, like a quiet time with the Lord. Maybe that's not, maybe your quiet time with the Lord is not where you feel it should be. Well, that can be just an awesome thing to just say, I want to take December, I want to take these next 30 days, and I want to work on my quiet time with the Lord. A wonderful thing is just like to take a little corner of your living room or a corner in a bedroom, just where you could have, like, put a Bible, put a little notebook, put a marker, maybe a devotional book. I've got one around here. And just have it where it's all ready. So when you wake up in the morning, you go to that spot. If you have the Bible like on like an iPhone or a CD or something where you could actually just start it playing and just sit in the Lord's presence every day. Maybe it's that you feel, you know, what is really bugging me is I just don't have hardly any friends. It's like this is just really the area in my life that bugs me the most right now. It's like, well, why not take a month and work on being a friend? And maybe sending a little card to somebody, maybe calling someone on the phone, maybe just really making an effort to develop a few friendships over this next month. Or maybe it has to do with something that's more forward focused. And it's like maybe there's some dreams and desires in your heart that it doesn't just have to do with, you know, going through the day-by-day things, but it has to do with these forward-moving purpose goals. Like Anna was talking about that they had their little staff meeting every Monday morning and would talk about their plans. I love that. I love it because it doesn't just happen. They prayed about it. They felt the Lord's, you know, speaking some things having to do with starting an orphanage and starting some Bible schools and getting out newsletters and trusting God, or like Nancy Joy going on these mission trips. That those things don't just happen. You begin to move forward and take little steps, little baby steps. And I want to really encourage everybody to take some time and write down some ideas. And something that helped me recently, I actually hired a lady to do some life coaching with me to kind of just help me get some things straight in my head and kind of help me think through some different ideas. But a couple ideas that she had that were really, really helpful is she encouraged keeping a notebook. And she encouraged something that this was a lady named Cindy Rushton, and she has a series called Speak to the Glory of God. And anyway, Cindy Rushton had this thing where she called it brain dumping. And she goes, get out some paper, and she says, take about 10 minutes and just write out everything that's in your brain. Just write it down. She says, don't even worry about organizing it. Don't worry about it being neat. She says, just start writing down anything you can think of stuff that is in your head. And so I started doing that. And then she said, now take out another piece of paper. And she said, now take a piece of paper and write down all your to-do list. What are you thinking in your head about all the stuff you need to do? Write it down. And then after about 10 minutes doing that, then she said, okay, now take another piece of paper and write down everything that is like a dream in your heart. What is a dream that you desire to do? What is a project that you wish to do someday? And she says, just write it all down. And so then I have these messes of papers everywhere. But then what she just encouraged, she says, then if you want to start getting those organized, that's great. But she says, she encouraged to have one notebook that is your brain dumping notebook, where it's just your it's just all of your ideas. She says, then it clears up your head instead of trying to remember and juggle everything you have to do and all the dreams and things that you want to do and everything that's on your calendar for the next, you know, 5 months, and you're trying to keep everything in your head and it just finally gets all cluttered. She says, have a place where you're dumping your thoughts, and then have a place where you're putting your to-dos, and have a place where then you're beginning to work on what are your dreams and your projects and your ideas. And then she said, then as you begin to to find out, okay, now what of those ideas does God want you to work on right now? And so, like, I began to get out a notebook, and I had some different ideas, and I wrote out different things having to do with the ministry and having to do with things I was praying for. And a goal that I had was the huge needs that we had over with the orphanage over at Gumini Yesu Children's Center. And I'm just like, oh, there's just so many needs over there with the beds and the pillows and that. And I just felt the Lord saying, write it down. And then where to start? And it was the idea, start with the pillows. And then go to electricity. And then go to the beds. And just begin little by little. And, you know, just yesterday we got beautiful pictures of all the kids with their pillows. And it just blessed my socks off. It just was so exciting to see some dreams and things happening. And another idea that I had was this idea for mentoring women. And this idea called Daring Daughters, and putting together like some sort of a mentoring course or writing a book, or I didn't know exactly. So I just began to think out loud and, you know, write stuff down. Anyway, I now have put together a new website, and I have some people that are helping me, and it's really, really exciting, and I'm seeing forward momentum. So I just encourage everybody to think of one goal in one area, not in 10 areas, not in 50 areas, but just one area and one specific goal that could bring momentum or health into your life by working on that one goal. And then write it down, and I would really encourage you to find somebody that you can share that with, that you can talk to, even maybe even join up here in the room with one other person, possibly, or check back. Just because if we share it with somebody else, it'll be much more likely that we will be encouraged to keep working on that throughout this next month. So that's just what I want to encourage everybody to do. And I have here, I included a Bible reading chart, and I just want to take a second just to go over this, because I want to show you how I use this Bible reading chart. It's divided up where each day of the week it covers a different part of the Bible, like the epistles or the law or history or Psalms, prophecy, gospels, and you could do just like one box a day, and you can go across where you're, you know, covering every part of the Bible in one week. Okay, that's not how I use this chart, but that's how you can use it. How I use this chart is this just keeps track of what I'm doing. And I read wherever I'm feeling like I'm supposed to be reading. And, you know, sometimes I'll stay in one book for a long time. But I like to keep track of where I'm at, so that I do like to read all the way through the Bible at least once during a year. And this helps me know what I've done. And it also helps so that at the end of the year, I'm not only in the prophetic books or the law, and that's all I have left for 2 months. It's nice to keep it in balance, so that where you do decide to read, of just keeping it in balance, so that you'll kind of save some of those more nourishing, easy-to-read things for other times during the year also. So sometimes I will like start over in the Gospels, and I'll read down. I don't necessarily read across, but I just, when I do read, I just check off the little box, so that, and I have my kids do this too, so that I can just say, you know, how are you doing? And then they can show me their chart, and I can see what they've been up to. And it just helps me to keep track of what they're doing. So I just encourage you, this is a good just little resource to keep with your Bible, just to you know, even like when you step on the scale, it's a way of checking up on how you're doing or trying on your jeans, and if they're not fitting right, it's like, okay, we have a problem. You know, it's measurable. This is just a way that it's measurable. And sometimes if you realize you're having a challenge, or, you know, it's not that it's a legalistic requirement, but it is a way that it's a tangible way of checking up on, and even allowing the Lord to check up on you, and, you know, keep you accountable to what you know that you want to do and you know that God wants you to do. So I wanted just to share that. So I want us just to pray and ask the Lord to direct us and help us to fulfill His call and His mission on our life. And Caitlin, could you close us in a word of prayer?
Yeah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank You so much for this time to gather, Lord. We thank You for who You are, God, and what You've done in our lives, Lord, and giving Anne these dreams and visions just to teach us, Lord, by Your Spirit, God. And I thank You that You have placed dreams and visions on our heart, Lord, some that are just in the next day, week, and years ahead. And I ask that You'd help us sort through those, Lord. I thank You for the tools that You've given us to do that, God. And I just ask that You would speak to us, Lord, and that we would be striving in a good way, Lord, by Your Spirit, God. And just bless each one of the ladies tonight, Lord, and that You would be with us as we write down our one goal to complete by Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.